This is Fresh Air. 5 years ago, HBO grabbed the country's attention with a new anthology drama series called True Detective. The show suffered under the weight of its own hype and turned out a disappointing second season. Now it's back, starring Mahershala Ali, who recently won a Golden Globe for his supporting role in the film Green Book. Culture critic Soraya Nadia McDonald says the third season of True Detective is a welcome return to its introspective roots.
When True Detective debuted, it became an internet sensation because of all the ways its creator, Nick Pizzolatto, upended the buddy cop genre. There were its movie star leads, Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, crossing over into premium cable. Its meandering plot steeped viewers in a moody Southern Gothic setting. Its director, Kerry Joji Fukunaga, dragged cinematic conventions into television with an unforgettable tracking shot. And Pizzolatto loaded his scripts with philosophical aphorisms inspired by the Robert Chambers collection, The King in Yellow. Now back for a third season, Pizzolatto has regained his footing and the magic in his pen. This time, he defies expectations by turning a cop drama into a meditation on social isolation. He details the way adult biases and self-interests fail the most vulnerable members of a society, its children. Mahershala Ali is remarkable as the embittered, antisocial Wayne Hayes, a Vietnam vet who craves little more than the company of liquor and an empty VFW hall. He and his partner Roland West, played by Stephen Dorff, are detectives with the Arkansas State Police. A white high school student, Will Purcell, and his older sister Julie have disappeared in 1980 from their tiny, mostly white, mostly poor town of West Finger, Arkansas. Director Jeremy Saulnier's timeline jumps from 1980 to 1990, when the case is reopened, to 2015, when a journalist interviews Hayes about his work. Hayes, meanwhile, is struggling to sort out what happened before the fog of Alzheimer's permanently clouds his brain. Depicting Hayes, especially as an elderly man weighted with regrets, is an exercise in restraint. Ali pulls it off with aplomb. Black residents don't trust Hayes because he wears a police badge. At the precinct, his instincts carry less weight than his white partner's. Hayes knows his race limits his professional progress. It fuels the way he pulls away from people, which in turn worsens his prospects for advancement. Pizzolatto understands that the racial dynamics of West Finger don't just create divisions, they force people together, too. Hayes marries the only other middle-class black person in town, Will Purcell's high school English teacher, Amelia Reardon, played with deceptive ease by Carmen Ejogo. They expertly recreate the instant rapport that forms between black people who've never met, casually chatting about everyday racism like they're discussing the weather. You know they're talking about white people, even if they never say white people.
How long you been teaching?
About 6 years.
All at West Finger?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you say, sir, I start looking for my boss.
No, I'm sorry. Just, you know, police.
How is it here? You know.
It's fine. It's good, really, for what it is. I hear something now and then. They're all poor around here, that's the main thing.
What you hear now, man?
You know, a word in the hallway or something. They're careful around me.
The kinship between Amelia and Hayes could be deeper, but Hayes remains distant. Amelia takes an interest in the Purcell case, and her amateur sleuthing turns up valuable clues. But Hayes, too consumed with his own frustrations, can't appreciate his wife's efforts, nor her skill. This, perhaps, is the biggest improvement of the whole series. Amelia is nothing like the feebly drawn female characters of the first season. She has real purpose. The first two episodes move like molasses on a cold morning, but it soon becomes clear that everyone in West Finger, including Hayes, his wife, his partner, and the parents of the missing Purcell children, is starved for connection. Nevertheless, they keep erecting walls to divide themselves from each other. In doing so, they repeatedly obstruct the best chances they have to find out what happened to Will and Julie. The production design reinforces West Finger's grimness. The town is full of rusted-out cars and ramshackle houses, and everything exists in a palette of dull browns and miserable grays. I've seen 5 of this season's 8 episodes, and the most compelling mystery of True Detective is understanding why Hayes has withdrawn from the world around him. It's also about how that withdrawal is a response to larger societal forces, including, but not limited to, racism. At this point, I'm wondering, can a man who spent decades most comfortable inside his own head forge enough connections in time to solve the case that's haunted him? Or will Alzheimer's doom him and the Purcell children forever?
Soraya Nadia McDonald is the culture critic for The Undefeated. True Detective returns to HBO this Sunday. On Monday's Fresh Air, notes from a transplant surgeon. Dr. Joshua Mesrich talks about the thrill of implanting a new organ and changing a patient's life, and about some operations that didn't go so well. His new book is part memoir and part history of organ transplantation. It's called When Death Becomes Life. Hope you can join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham, with additional engineering support from Joyce Lieberman and Julian Hertzfeld. Our associate producer for digital media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Teresa Madden directed today's show. For Terry Gross, I'm David Biancooley.